Yes, sir.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Joey from Local Splash.
Yeah, Joey, he wants all kind of insurance and this and that and that and this. I've been doing this a long time, and I've never asked me for all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
insurance on my vehicles, insurance on my license plates. I don't need that. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, no, I completely understand, and that's what I mentioned to you earlier. So we're a legitimate premier channel partner for Google. The companies you were probably working with before, if they're not asking for those things, that's probably why you weren't seeing much success.
Yeah, but I've been to about four or five of them places, though.
Right.
I mean, I really have. And then
right.
They ask me all this stuff, and I ain't got time to get all that.
That's
going through my stuff and getting it all, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I completely understand. Look, no worries. What I'll do is I'll get in contact with the team. I'll see exactly what they need. It's just that the way that Google works, because we're going to get you on the first page of Google, Google doesn't
right.
want illegitimate companies on the first page of Google. They started cracking down after COVID because what was happening was during COVID, a lot of businesses online started coming out of the woodwork. And what was happening, there was a ton of illegitimate businesses that was happening on the first page. Now, obviously, you're not, right? But there was a lot of companies that were doing that. And then the way that it works
that was
is...
my busiest time of the year, COVID was.
Yeah, I bet.
Because everybody closed down, all the shopping centers, everything. Boy, and I was doing overlays like crazy for people. Everything was closed, you know?
Everything was closed. There was no cars in the parking lot, so you probably crushing it.
That's right.
Exactly.
No, I never had to. You know what I mean? I don't mind getting my license number and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But
all right, you want
the insurance and all that kind of stuff? I give that to my. I give that to my the people I do work for. You know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And like I said, I wanted to call you personally because, when I saw the notes here, I was like, okay, I think I know what's going on. We don't want, we don't want like your blood type and, we're not going to ask for anything too crazy. It's just, I just wanted to make sure that we're on the same page.
And maybe you might need to tell him. He said he don't see no pictures or none of that stuff about, my pictures. You might need to tell him, whoever's doing it. That, I got plenty of pictures on there. They can go by them or whatever.
On Facebook, right?
Yeah. Remember, you looked at them. It was about 30 of them.
Yeah, on Facebook? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can get them off of their Dallas Asphalt Group.
Yep. Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll get back with the team. Like I said, they're the ones that handle all of that, and I'll have them give you a call. I'll have them give you a call back so that they can actually get some information so that way they'll be able to pull as much as they could off of your account. The reason that we're doing that is, again, we are going to get you on the first page. So because we communicate with Google, in order to do that, Google yells at us if we're signing a company up to get them on the first page, and they're not a real company. Now,
yeah, I can get my license number and my license number and stuff like that. But
yeah, like your business license
and all
that. You have that, right?
What?
Like your business license, like, to show that you're, like, legitimate.
Yeah, I
have
to. Well, I've been in business 48 years, but I ain't got them right now. I'd have to go look for them in my files and stuff, because nobody ever asked for my, I'm
that's
a legit guy, bro. I've been in business too long.
Well, look, I wouldn't have signed you up if that wasn't. So remember,
they can look me up anywhere, bro, with Dallas Asphalt Group. I'm going to tell you, I used to be commercial paving. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be the name of my company, Commercial Paving Inc. But I went out of business on that there. I just changed the name because I like Dallas Asphalt Group. I like the group, You there?
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm
okay.
Listening.
Anyway, I changed that there company 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So I've been Dallas Asphalt Group for 5 years. I was, for 40. So commercial paving for 40. So, yeah, I had to go downtown and change it all. But I got my my number on my phone. You got to have that TX, that number that when you change, your
mm-hmm.
tax
yep.
ID number.
The tax ID number,
I got
yep.
that on my phone, yeah, if you need that.
Okay. So you have, let's, I'll try to do it as less, I don't know if intrusive would
be
the right word,
I
want to make sure
that's
that obviously your
tax ID number, I can give that to him. That's me. I mean, that's Dallas Asphalt Group. You have to give that.
Yep. Like I said, we don't want to burden you. And I know, look, you know, the first couple of days is going to be tough because, you know, we have to get the information in order to do it. But, you know, this is what's going to drive results, right? It's because we're going to make sure that we're going to get you on Google. Like I said, Google just wants to make sure that you're a legitimate company. That's all. And obviously, I know that. You obviously know that you've been there for a long time. Right. And in order for them to see that, it's just a small amount of information that they would need. So,
of course, get my tags and my license numbers and all that off my insurance and all that. I don't care about that stuff. I give that the job, you know, in case I need to.
Okay, perfect. And you don't have to do that right now. Like I said, that interview call is just to make sure we go over everything with you, just to make sure we're all on the same page. So whenever you do, I can reschedule it for Monday if you want.
Yeah, but I'm a busy guy. I'm fixing to go gambling, Bubba. I like to gamble.
You're not a gambler.
It takes me about $40,000 up to Choctaw. I go every Saturday at 2:00. I go every Saturday and sit there and gamble until about 11, 12 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday I go. And the Saturday I don't go.
What do you gamble? Like,
I play blackjack.
Blackjack?
Yeah. She'll play slots.
Slot machines? Yeah, that's usually the dynamic. Guy plays either Texas Hold'em
or blackjack.
Yeah.
So, I do that every Saturday. So.
Oh, really?
As a matter of fact, we're fixing to go there right now. We're leaving right now, standing out. So, you know, tomorrow night. She's getting dressed to do.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we, I'll reschedule it for a Monday. That way you'll have some time. And I know if you want, I can have him call you again so we can specifically find out exactly what we need.
Yeah, just have him call me again and just tell him, maybe tell him where all my pictures and all that stuff is, okay?
Yep. Yeah. And I'll let him know that you have
some
pictures.
Where they know where all that is, because he didn't know where nothing is. If you can send me some pictures and all that. But heck, I got plenty of them right there.
Yep. Yeah, I think there was some, it was like tools and equipment, work vehicle, like a license.
Yeah,
like if you just, even if
jobs
you just took,
it was and everything.
Yeah, like are you able to take like just a picture like on your phone and then just send it to us via like email?
Like what do you mean picture? Like a picture of a job?
Like your work vehicle, right? So like if you had a work vehicle with your license plate on it or even a business card or you remember how you said you have your tax ID and your business registration and all that stuff. Yeah. We just need to show Google, hey, this guy's legitimate. And I think the reason, because he's messaging me now is because
it's all in my, I think my CPA's got all that stuff, but I got my tax number and all that. And, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Show him that.
Yeah.
They'll say, yeah, he's legit, you know, because I've been in business so long.
I know, and they saying the same thing. It's so I'm actually talking with the guy right now.
I just send them a picture of my equipment when I get over to my equipment, but it's in my yard. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. So let's just reschedule it for Monday.
And I'll take a couple pictures of my yard. Well, and tell them where all the pictures is of me laying asphalt and everything, because it's all there too.
Yep. Right on your Facebook. I'm gonna let them know. I'm gonna let them know
buddy,
that as well.
Call me Monday.
Yeah, let me get you. What's a good time Monday? Because I'll schedule the same way that I schedule it this time.
I don't know. Monday's a bad day too, really, because I'm
Monday's
my liar.
is first thing in the morning better?
Tomorrow morning, I'll be at
Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Call me Monday morning about 9:00.
Perfect. That's actually, that'll be our
right,
first
buddy,
appointment.
Appreciate it.
Yep. I have them give you a call then. All right, see you, Jeremy.